From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the WHO estimates that children make up about one-third of the hundreds of civilians killed or wounded in the past 2 weeks.
Rebel-controlled eastern Aleppo has been under relentless bombardment by Syrian government and Russian forces over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan, WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies, says the onslaught has taken a heavy toll.
The situation really is unfathomable. According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children.
The WHO is calling on warring parties to allow the urgent evacuation of the sick and wounded from all conflict zones, including eastern Aleppo, and to let medicine, medical supplies, fuel, and other necessities enter the city. It also is calling for an immediate halt of all attacks on health workers, facilities, and supplies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama has praised former Israeli leader Shimon Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century. During a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader, Obama likened Peres to other iconic world leaders like Nelson Mandela and Queen Elizabeth of Britain.
He understood in this war-torn region, where too often Arab youth are taught to hate Israel from an early age, he understood just how hard peace would be.
Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago and died Wednesday in a hospital at the age of 93. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. In the U.S.